News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And according to a credit union consumer sentiment research study out today, the likelihood is if that you do win that, you're going to spend it on home improvements, because apparently nearly half, 45% of Irish consumers plan substantial home improvements, as in not buying a new dishwasher, ripping out the back of the house and putting on an extension, that kind of thing. Economist Austin Hughes is with us. Austin, that seems an extraordinarily large percentage who are going to do major works.
It does, Anton, and to be honest, we looked into it quite an amount, because this was part of the March sentiment survey, and consumer sentiment tanked in March because of the war in Iran, and the most significant weakness in the March survey generally was in people's planning to buy big ticket items. So you have to wonder then, why on earth are people still saying that they will spend on their homes? And I think there's four or five reasons that played a role for different consumers. First of all, I think it's a necessity. You know, if your roof is leaking, you're probably going to have to fix it over the next 2 years, or if the boiler needs to be replaced. So a lot of this, you know, we tend to glamorize it and think of people putting in the hot tub or something like that. But for, in many instances, it's a simple necessity that people have to repair their home. So I think that's one element of it. I think a second element that actually may seem a little bit strange, but I think the impact of the war in Iran may have caused some consumers to think, oops, maybe we should think about an energy upgrade to our home. Energy costs are moving higher. And alongside, you know, a very significant improvement in SEI grants for energy upgrades, I think that may have triggered a response in some consumers who are probably in a more fortunate situation. And then there's a third element, and this is consumers in a less fortunate situation, because we ask people whether or not problems in moving home influence their planned spending on home improvements. And basically, two in five consumers said it played an important role, with, you know, about a third of those saying it played the key role. So a lot of the time, people are actually planning to spend money on home improvements because their for now home has turned into their forever home, because they're unable to afford or to find maybe a home that maybe would suit their planned, you know, their needs. They've kids now, or different family needs, and in those circumstances, ideally, they would probably move home, but that's not happening in the Ireland of today. So there's a range of different reasons all contributing to quite maybe surprising resilience in planned spending on home improvements.
And how are they paying for all of this, Austin?
Well, again, that's maybe slightly surprising, because nearly half, 45%, are saying they're going to fund it through their savings. And that we found was slightly older consumers. It was those on higher incomes. It also maybe suggests, you know, that perhaps things like the SEI grants are an attraction for people who have these deposits sitting there. And it also maybe tells us that some of the deposits sitting there are naturally there, that people have been building up, because it does seem there's a little bit of risk aversion in terms of, you know, taking on credit. We've learned something from the financial crisis. A further one in four roughly said they were going to use their income. They tended to be older consumers, and I think they would probably be doing smaller jobs, changing the chairs or the table or something like that. And then about one in four as well said they would borrow, of whom, you know, the larger part were borrowing from the credit union. So there was a mix right across the the spectrum of consumers, but there does seem to be a reluctance generally to undertake, you know, big flash bang wallop borrowing in terms of home improvement. It's more considered, and it is more people saying, well, what can I afford? What do I need to do? Rather than, as I say, that we're going to see an explosion of hot tubs across Ireland.
Austin, thank you very much. Austin Hughes, economist there, going through that credit union consumer sentiment research.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.